Okay, we left off at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. So we're going to start with that Mishnah on Chav Vav Amid Aleph. Says the Mishnah, once the previous Mishnah has explained how to acquire an Isha, an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani, a Behema, so our Mishnah is going to explain how to acquire Karka and objects. And the Chasim Sheish HaMachrayis Niknim B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka. The Chasim Sheish HaMachrayis is an important concept. It means land. It's a fancy way of saying land. Land could be acquired with money, with Shtar, or with Chazaka. She'en LaHaMachrayis, another important concept, that means metaltalin, movable objects, things. Ein niknin ela b'mashicha can only be acquired with mashicha, by pulling it into your possession. Nechasim she'ein le'machrayis niknim im nechasim she'esh le'machrayis b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. But even though normally you need a kinyan mashicha to acquire metaltalin, if you're acquiring both metaltalin and karka at the same time, you can make a kinyan on the karka with the normal ways, kesef shtar b'chazaka, and along with that you also get the metaltalin. Not only that, but v'zokikin anasa nechasim she'esh le'machrayis li Shava Alein. Even though normally there's a rule that you never have to take a shvua, you never have to swear on karka, if a person is chayav a shvua for someone claiming that he owes him karka, and he says, no, I only owe you half of the karka, so he's a moda b'miktsas. Normally you don't have to take a shvua, but if you're chayav a shvua for metaltalin anyway, agav, by the way of that shvua that you have to take on metaltalin, you're also going to have to take a shvua on karka. So main point number one, that you can acquire karka with kesef, shtar, and chazaka, metaltalin with mashicha, but if you're acquiring karka anyway, you can acquire metaltalin together with the karka. Ask the Gemara b'kesef minalan, where do we learn the kinyan kesef by karka? Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kra, Chizkiya quotes a pasuk, sados ba kesef yiknu. Pasuk says, you buy fields with kesef. So you see that fields are acquired with kesef. Ask the Gemara, Veima adi ikashtar. Maybe, yeah, you have to give kesef, but you also need a shtar. Dechsiv v'kasov basefer v'chasom. The pasuk says, you write it in a document and you sign it, so maybe you need both shtar and kesef, that it's not either or, it's that you need both. And so the Gemara, ik siv yiknu levasof kedika amrit. Had the Torah said the word yiknu after it mentions shtar, like sados b'kesef v'kasov b'sefer v'chasom yiknu, then you'd be right. Then you would need both. But hashta dechsiv yiknu meikara. But now that the pasuk has the word yiknu before that, before it mentions shtar, but after it mentions kesef, we see that kesef kani, kesef alone can be kona, and shtar l'raya b'almahu. Once you already made a kinyan with kesef, the shtar could just be used as a raya, as a proof, but the real kinyan is with kesef. When do we say that kesef works alone to acquire karka? That's in a place where when they sell land, they don't normally write a shtar. They only use kesef. But in a place where the practice is that they normally use a shtar, then kesef alone is not going to work until they actually write a shtar, because we assume that the buyer doesn't really have full intent to acquire it until he writes a shtar. So the Gemara just now points out the iparish, but if the buyer says explicitly that he should be able to acquire it with one or the other, with kesef or shtar, then parish, then it works, then he can do one or the other, he doesn't need a shtar as well. Just like he had Ravidi Baravin, he zavin ara, just like Ravidi Baravin, when he would buy land, Amar, he would tell the sellers, Iba'ina b'kaspi ikni. If I want, I want to be able to acquire it with kesef. And Iba'ina b'shtari ikni. And if I want, I want to be able to acquire it with a shtar. Iba'ina b'kaspi ikni. I want to have the option of being able to buy it with kesef. So that if you guys want to back out and to cancel the sale after I already paid, but before the shtar is written, I want to be able to say, no, sorry, too late, I already paid the kesef, and I decided to go with kesef as my kinyan, so the land is already mine, you can't back out. And ibiina b'shtar ikni, but I still want to be able to choose to make the kinyan be with a shtar, in case I want to back out, then I want the rights to be able to back out even after a shtar is already written. So the next main point is that kesef and shtar work as independent kinyanim unless you're in a place where the practice is that they always write a shtar. So again, kesef and shtar work as independent kinyanim, each one works alone, unless you're in a place where the practice is that they always write a shtar. We just pointed out that even in such a place, you can make a condition that you want kesef to work independently. But the standard in such a place is that you need both. We're going to stop there because we already have a shir recorded on the rest of Chav Vav Amud Aleph till halfway down Chav Zayin Amud Beis.